The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast, and The Best Mix in the Morning Show with Vanessa Williams there, and Zach East here with your Daily Dish now for Wednesday. The nominees for the 48th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards have been announced. The beleaguered Ellen DeGeneres was snubbed in the Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show Host category. Drew Barrymore, Kelly Clarkson, Kelly Ripa, and Ryan Seacrest are among the nominees. Ellen's show, however, did earn a nod in the show category. Meanwhile, Alex Trebek and Larry King received posthumous nominations. The show will air June 25th in primetime on CBS and Paramount+. Kevin Spacey's return to film isn't sitting well with one of his sexual assault accusers. The actor is reportedly set to star in a new Italian film, which will be his first acting role since he was accused of multiple acts of sexual misconduct. One of his accusers, Mark Ebenbach, who claims Spacey tried to have sex with him on the set of Outbreak in 1995, is outraged over the actor's new role in which he plays a cop investigating a man wrongfully accused of sexually abusing children, according to TMZ. Ebenbach calls the casting of Spacey in that role, quote, absurd, given his history of sexual misconduct. And Seth Rogen thinks comedians should stop complaining about cancel culture. The star appeared on Good Morning Britain on Tuesday and said he doesn't understand why people like Donald Glover, Chris Rock, and Billy Crystal are up in arms about it. Seth admitted that jokes in his old movies have not aged well, but added, quote, I think it's the nature of comedy. I think conceptually those movies are sound and I think there's a reason they've lasted. Jokes are not things that necessarily are built to last. Rogan said there's nothing wrong with accountability. He says, quote, in my Twitter, I've never made a joke that's outwardly horrific in some way, and if you have, I would question why you did that. Saying terrible things is bad, so if you've said something terrible, then it's something you should confront in some way, shape, or form. I don't think that's cancel culture. That's you saying something terrible if that's what you've done. Rogan suggested that if you made the joke and it aged terribly, accept it. And if you don't think it's aged terribly, then say that. That is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.